You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, have you missed our interview with the Post-Sex Nachos and their performance of four songs? You can find it on the podcast. They were on in the 2 o'clock hour. They are performing tonight. Details in the interview. Just go to KMBZ.com.
The Casey Pet Project Patio Party.
Party. Yeah.
What? Something like that. Anyway, yeah.
It's a good
patio party.
Party.
And yeah. I think it's out at Swope.
Party on the patio?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From CBS News, a biotech company that aims to resurrect lost creatures said this week it has hatched live chicks in an artificial environment, a development that was met with mixed reviews from scientists and critics of its de-extinction mission.
Oh, Jurassic Park me.
Yeah. Okay. So it is called the Giant Moa.
Is this colossal?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your beef with the colossal company?
I listened to a 3.5 hour interview with one of the lead ancient genome sequencing researchers. So her job is to go and find DNA samples of ancient species and put together the genome sequencing. And in the interview, she talked about how they have samples from thousands of extinct animals, parasites,
like the
things
woolly
like that.
Woolly mammoth.
Okay, but
they already did this with the dire wolf. They're looking to the woolly mammoth.
How do they put this in a fake egg?
She and
it's 3D printed.
Mix it with a real egg. So like the dire wolf was mixed with a gray wolf.
Okay.
So it's not really a dire wolf. It's only actually like 10% dire wolf, but it's much bigger. It has the same hunt drive, the same prey drive.
Why do we need to bring that back?
It's basically a dire wolf, but she promised over and over again in this interview that they don't have any more plans to bring any more animals back.
Whatever.
And here we are. Why would you go through the time and the money to get all this genome sequencing to not use it?
Explain the egg again. It was a fake egg.
3D printed lattice structure that mimics a real egg shell, according to Colossal. They also want to bring back the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
By the way, the giant moa basically looks like a huge ostrich.
So basically, if there is a fossil out there of an animal, they have the genome sequencing for it.
Listen to this. She says, this platform could help rescue fragile bird embryos, hatch birds that refuse to breed in captivity, and potentially revive species preserved as frozen cells and DNA.
Okay, I have no idea what you just read.
The hatch chicks are important because bird species are in sharp decline.
Well, here's what I think we should do. I think, because currently these studies and the dire wolves are housed on these massive farms in Texas. They just own thousands and thousands of acres, and apparently it's super secure, so they can never get out. But as they advance, I want them to move their research to an island. And once we build up more animals, we can invite people out to that island to come look at them.
It's called Jurassic Island. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we can call it Jurassic. Yeah.
I want to make a movie about that. Yeah. Maybe we can make the whole island a park. Call it Jurassic Park.
Listen to this. Such de-extinction efforts may make more sense with currently endangered species, where scientists could preserve sperm and egg cells from living members to attempt to bring more back. The problem with that, talk about the silverback gorilla. The problem with that is those are declining because we're destroying their habitat. Making more of them does not change the fact we've destroyed their habitat.
But if we could bring back the dodo bird.
Everyone always talks about the dodo bird.
Why not?
Why would we bring back? It doesn't bother me.
It's not going to hurt you.
We could. It's not going to hurt me. I'd rather save the silver-backed gorilla.
Okay.
Very Jurassic Park.
A new study from the Action Network has identified Kansas City as a high-risk location for heat during the upcoming World Cup. The city is ranked as the hottest destination among the United States host cities and second overall on the entire list of American host cities, North American. Kansas City's landlocked location works against its ability to cool down during the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, if you live in Missouri, this is important. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe today decided that the measure to repeal the state income tax will be on the August ballot. Mm. Kehoe is calling for a 5-year plan to phase out the state's income tax. The proposal cleared the Senate and the House in April.
There was also a lawsuit filed today regarding our mini liquor bottle ban in some parts of Kansas City. We might bring that back on Monday. I knew some of those liquor stores would fight back.
And they should.
And they are.
Yep. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the top of the hour news. Get in early. Every line is open at 913-586-7798. 586-7798. The grievances when we return.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.